All right, welcome back to the second episode of Pure Hockey Talk. This week we have an NHL recap of the season and the Stanley Cup Finals. We have some NHL news because we're jumping right back into it with the draft next week. And we do our picks for the NHL awards. All right, let's go.
Years, boys.
It's the Caps years.
And it is.
And good thing that it is, too. I mean, yeah. I feel much better.
I was going into the playoffs, I was worried about two teams that I didn't want to see win. The Penguins. I didn't want to see them have a three-peat.
No one wants to see a three-peat. No one wants to see that.
And then Vegas, because you can't come into this league, like I said the last time we recorded, and win it right away. It doesn't bode well for the league. So once Penguins lost, I felt a lot better, but that burden was on my shoulders. But then once Caps went up 3-1, I was like, all right, a little less pressure, but still, you never know, because Caps just always tend to screw it up somehow.
Yes, they're masters of that.
I mean, like this year with their weakest team.
Yes, on paper, it was their weakest team. I think what is kind of funny, you see all those T-shirts that say Caps year. It really just took the pressure on because people were kind of embracing the joke that this is our year now. This one is our year.
And those kind of shirts are like
takes the pressure
3 years
off.
Old because yeah. It was like when they traded for Oshie and Shattenkirk.
Mr. Game 7.
Himself. Mr. Game 7.
Mr. Game 7.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's good for the Caps. I mean, watching it and seeing Ovi win it, nothing beats that. That's when
impressive.
You know, like, something. It means something.
That'll be
to
a clip
him.
That, you know, we see on those NHL commercials years from now. You know, like, those little intros, cup, yeah. Like, him scream. Yeah.
Now he's going to spell his name on that
the
one commercial.
Question, the real question is, will he ever be sober again? Because, boy, did he
go
on
that's
a
true. Yes, he did. He's still on one, actually, as of today, I think. He's still...
Yeah. Yeah. He went on Jimmy Fallon, and he got Jimmy Fallon to do the cup drink
see
like
that.
He did.
That was impressive. That was impressive.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite video, though, was him in the little pond outside, like, a shopping mall.
Oh, yeah.
And the dude's just trying to swim in. It's, like, 2 inches of water.
With, like, kids running around. It's like...
Mom, what's wrong with that?
He just won the cup.
He's an NHL hockey star.
Yeah, it was a good series, though, I thought. I mean, I was rooting against Vegas, so made it even better for me. But
Caps played; they were fun to watch. They're really fast. They were good on transitions. That's what beat.
They
I think on
hungry.
Vegas.
Big
they were hungry,
big and fast too. I mean, they were laying the body, and I mean, they exploited that defense in Vegas without a doubt in game two through five.
And this is a team that first round they lost both their home games, first home games, to Columbus, and people were like, "Well,
here we go.
This
again.
Is it." This is it. And, you know, then you think, well, Barry Trotz, is his contract's done after this year, and what's his future? I think now his future's pretty secure, if that's where he wants to go back to, and why not?
Yeah, that kind of seems weird to me, because I saw stuff online, and it was like, they're like, yeah, Trotz wants to come back. Like, why wouldn't you bring back a coach after you just won it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he's like, there's stuff that we got to work through before.
Yeah, I mean, there's contract negotiation.
No, but it was not even that, I don't think. It was more about, like, I think they had to work through, like, assistant coaches and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's
he's
good
coming
for
back.
Them.
He's coming back.
So overall, good year in the NHL, I think.
Good year, yep.
Crazy
plenty
year.
Of, you know, who could have predicted this year?
Yeah. Well, really. I feel like we say that every year, though. I mean,
well, because it's the NHL, it's not the NBA.
Yeah,
you know?
But this year just had, like, a different feel to it. Everything was... It's a different feel because you have a new team. So it's, like, something that we haven't ever witnessed in our life, or at least really been...
Yeah, part of. We weren't here for
of.
The Winnipeg move, so...
Yeah, but that...
Yeah, we weren't...
Yeah, I mean, they were already a franchise. Not like we had to go through expansion draft and all of that stuff.
Now,
and now it's going to be like...
We're
going to
see another,
too. We're going to see
another. Yeah.
Probably another one, I think.
And one, maybe two.
They'll probably even it out.
Yeah, they'll even it out, and then we'll see another one eventually when Quebec gets their the stuff in gear.
That's going to take a while.
When they get the Nordiques.
Bring back the Battle of Quebec.
Oh, that'd be pretty sweet. That'd be sweet.
Montreal versus the Nordiques.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be like throwback.
Those jerseys are nice.
Oh, yeah.
Once Montreal finally gets their stuff together. Which, that brings into a topic that I read up. Supposedly, every year I feel like it is.
Is this the tweet that you just saw?
No, okay. Not yet. I have a big announcement coming up. Big Hexy talk.
Okay.
But every, pre-draft, you start hearing rumors of players that are probably going to get moved or are on the block, at least, for the draft. And every year, Max Pacioretty or Gao Chunyek comes up. And what do you know, once again, and it's, I think Pacioretty's in a contract year, so he has to get re-signed, too.
Yeah.
So, but hot target out there. If they're going full rebuild, they'll probably dump him.
I think they should. I mean, if I was their GM, I'd probably flip Carey Price too. But I mean, they have enough talent there that they could put it together.
You'd flip Carey Price?
I don't after even know one if you year, could.
That's yeah. With but that contract, but would you try also. To? Would you try to retain some of it and dump him after? But then you're only getting rid
I
of.
I mean, I'd assess the market value and see what he's worth at least.
He's at an all-time low right now, I think.
Yeah, but he's still Carey Price, so it's.
I know, but I think you got to hold on to him for another year, right? One bad year doesn't make it.
I can't
bad.
Even imagine what that trade would be made up. Like, we were shocked by the Subban Weber trade, but it was player for player. Like, what would you?
With similar contracts.
Yeah.
There's no goalie in the league.
You're not gonna do goalie for goalie. It's gonna be goalie for picks and players, and the value.
Yeah.
They could take a whole farm team for him though.
Yeah. Because literally, you have a team that's, on the verge of winning, and you put him in net.
Yeah.
That's your piece. He's solid.
I think about the teams that could use a goalie, and there's plenty of them.
I know one.
There's one, but...
There's a bunch.
I don't think there's ones... Now, do you think they want to spend... They don't want to pay for Carey Price, though. There's no way.
No.
They don't want to give up. No. They don't want to sell their soul for Carey Price.
How much is he even making? Isn't it,
It's what?
He's, eight or something?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's more than I can afford, and it's more than I make.
Yeah.
So.
It's more than, they're paying him I'll put this in Flyers terms, but almost like Drew money.
Oh, more than Drew money.
Which is crazy.
More than Drew money.
But because good goalies, Hank's not making that, Holpe's not making that,
No, he's not.
Matt Murray, Fleury wasn't even making that,
Yeah, Carey Price makes $10.5 million.
Yeah. It's 10.
A year.
I knew it was 10, at least.
That's a lot.
His contract expires in 2026.
Yeah, that's the problem. They're screwed. They're just screwed.
They have him and Weber on the books forever.
Yep.
And didn't they just sign him? I think they just signed him to that extension.
Okay, that was last year.
Yeah.
That was last year.
Yep.
And then he shit the bed this year.
So he's got 8 years left on
the went full Bobby Ryan.
He went AMAC.
Well, okay, you could say
and
that too.
He's 30 years old.
Oh, but will he get waivered like AMAC?
So he's still got eight. He'll be 38.
It's a goalie, though.
With a 10.5 cap hit.
Yeah, who, what's he going to be? Roberto Luongo?
But the problem is, Luongo was never Carey Price. You know, it's hard to predict that, so.
Yeah.
It's different class.
But
different class.
There's a bunch of teams, I think, around the league that want a goalie. Islanders to be one of them.
Islanders want a team.
Yeah.
They want a team. Honestly, they need a star because they're about to lose their, their only spot. And that's why I would say they're the one of the biggest losers this season. If we were going to go into our big winners and losers this season, Islanders, I don't think they're going to keep JT. And if they lose him, they're the biggest loser this year.
I don't see why JT would stick around. He probably will get offered the same contract.
On a team that can win.
He's probably pretty much at the point where he can pick out where he wants to go.
Probably.
And that team will go, we'll give you that contract.
Yeah.
Because, it's John Tavares. He's a premier star in this league.
Vegas is going to make a run for him.
You think so?
I think.
Well, they have a lot of room.
I honestly think he's going to end up in Toronto.
You think, okay.
They have a lot of cap space right now. I mean, they have to resign.
Right now, maybe.
Yeah. No.
They're losing Bozak.
Yeah.
Bozak, JVR.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to resign.
I doubt they resign JVR.
They have to resign Nylander.
Nylander.
They could.
Yeah, they're okay until they have to sign.
How much is
left on
that
Matthews rookie?
Ooh.
Next year.
Next year,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so
the
this
thing.
Is the year for. This is the year they need to make a push and not, pull an Edmonton.
Yeah,
and waste
the
time
playing a premier.
Especially
because
they have, they just paid Patrick Marleau big money for an old player. So yeah, there's it's tough though with goalies and those big name players, like, there's a lot of to be seen and where it's going to go. I think JT's staying on the aisle.
Oh, jeez.
Supposedly, I saw a report today from TSN that he's been with talking with the Islanders for the past 2 weeks every day.
The fact that he's let it go this long, he's not going to just sign a contract now. No. He's definitely testing for agents.
Yeah, he definitely is. Otherwise, he would have signed an extension, you know. Yeah, it would already be done.
I'm sure... New York's been pushing for an extension.
Oh yeah, you think so?
Without a doubt.
Oh no, JT. But that's the thing. You think we're talking about JT, and then JVR comes up. People forget about JVR. I haven't heard anybody talking about JVR. He's a big signing this summer.
I think he is.
I think people are a little apprehensive when they see James Van Riemsdyk for the reason that you look at a lot of people at his age, and his skill set. Kind of hits that decline, and a lot of times you see bad contracts. You know, he had a great year last year. He had, over 30 goals or something?
Like 36 or something.
Yeah.
It was, career high.
He'll get paid, but it might, turn into a Scott Hartnell or a...
Nothing wrong with Scott Hartnell.
Great. So,
yeah, you watch it. Scott Hartnell
Would you pay Scott Hartnell, $8 million a year or no?
No. No, I don't think JVR makes 8.
He's going to get
He's not going to pull 8. I think he pulls 5.
Maybe. 5.5, 6.
Oh, no way. You do not... A 30 goal scorer.
You'll sneak under the radar with everybody pushing for
exactly. People are gonna.
And if Carlson reaches the market,
I think Tavares could be a giant smokescreen. That maybe you see the smarter GMs go for the small fish, and let the other guys fight over the big fish. And we'll see. Yeah. See how it works out.
That's like Ilya Kovalchuk too. Teams are fighting for him now.
Yeah.
And, he's big. He wants to win.
Yeah, that's what he wants. He doesn't care about the money. If it was about the money, he'd still be in the KHL, so...
Yeah, he's won, two KHL championships, and
World
he won
championship,
a...
Those aren't Stanley Cups, though, so...
Yeah, so he wants to win the cup and finish off, the trifecta.
Yeah, but Ovi's been trying for years. He finally got it, so...
Yeah, there's rumors, I heard he wanted to go... people say, Blues, because he has the connection with Tarasenko. So, it'll be interesting to see where Kovalchuk goes after being out of the league for, 5 years.
Yeah.
And to see if he can keep up with the NHL.
Yeah, it's a different game.
Yeah.
Different game.
So.
Pretty close.
It'll be interesting.
But,
yeah. But, I did want to bring this up. Grubauer. He's
going
to fly.
Yeah, he's
under,
going. He's going
moving,
somewhere.
Yeah.
He's moving.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see him get traded during the draft next Friday, during the first round.
To where, though, do you think? Who do you think?
I've heard Islanders are interested because trying to if they're going to bring back JT, they're going to want to show that they're trying to bring in a team around him. Just anywhere that has a bad goalie situation. Grubauer's proven in the regular season, he only played those 2 games. But you can't base that off of how good for those 2 games.
In fact, at the end of the season, he was playing over Holtby.
Yeah.
People forget that.
Yeah, for the last few
And
like,
that's why
weeks.
They went into the playoffs with Grubauer starting.
What do you honestly think Grubauer's worth, though,
right
now? What do you think a GM has to give up for him?
I could see a team paying a first-round pick for him.
He didn't even play 30 games in the NHL.
If Braden Schenn gets a first-round pick, Grubauer gets a first-round pick.
Oh, come on.
If we had a first-round pick, the Flyers got a first-round pick for Braden Coburn, you can get a first-round pick for...
Okay, that was at the trade deadline. Prices are a little bit different.
Yeah, prices are, I would say, close to that, though, on trade day.
Let's talk about Ottawa.
You want to talk about Carlson? I think he's going somewhere, too.
With
this news coming out about... Hoffman.
What a shit show up in Ottawa.
Yeah, jeez.
Can it get any worse? How awful of a year have they had?
They're the biggest dumpster fire.
Between their owner threatening
the
to move
right
the
now.
Team during the outdoor
Yeah, during game. The outdoor game, the centennial game.
Yeah, he's just I think we're going to move. What a way to kick off that night.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are having so much fun at this game. We're probably going to move out of the area.
And then NHL.
Then he goes and fires the CEO of Ottawa, replaces him with himself. The owner is now the CEO of
Smart.
Yeah, and he fired a bunch of front office staff. Yeah. He cut.
Then their front office allegedly got naked in the back of his taxi cab during the NHL combine.
Oh, their assistant GM.
Yeah. And
he got arrested.
Really?
To an 18-year-old
Oh, geez. I did not hear about that.
Yeah, she filed a restraining order. I mean, it's Ottawa.
There's a lot of restraining orders then, happening in Ottawa.
Me too.
What else happened? Oh, Alfredson, who one of the all-time great Ottawa players, mm-hmm. leaves the organization, was in a front office role, and yep. says that they need a new owner.
You got the people that they went in there with, what is it, Melnick?
Yeah, that's yeah. their owner, yep.
Yeah, they go in, they sit front right on the glass, and they have the hashtag Melnick sucks or Melnick out. And the custodians came down, and they said, either you give us the signs or we throw you out. It's like, Melnick owns this place. So
yeah, trash fire.
Yeah, though. It's a trash fire. He's a little crazy. I did like the night, it was the fan appreciation night, they handed out $5 McDonald's gift cards to everybody, and they weren't activated, so none of them worked.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just everything that could go wrong seems to be going wrong. And so as of late, was it Hoffman's girlfriend?
Yeah, apparently she had burner accounts, which is a huge... I think that's going to be the story of, like, the next 12 months. Yep. You know, there's always something in social media and yeah. sports. I think we're going to find out more players.
Using burner
accounts. Owners, like, if you look at the NBA right now, I think there's a lot of burner accounts out there. Apparently, Hoffman's longtime girlfriend had a burner account and was harassing Erik Karlsson and Erik Karlsson's wife right after they lost their unborn child.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's just.
Oh, and yeah, some of the stuff
it definitely was a burner account that she was using.
Confirmed. Yeah, nothing's confirmed, but there were other NHL wives that came out and supported.
This is crazy.
Andrew Hammond's wife.
She was talking about
Kyle Turris's wife.
Wait, supported.
She Karlsson's wife. The story.
Yeah, they came out and they were like, with this for so long.
Oh, I was like, oh, they supported. Jason, I thought they supported.
No, but I heard that girlfriend wanted the wife of Karlsson to, you know, take out your husband's leg or knee or whatever.
Yeah,
just
so he never plays again.
Psycho.
Yeah.
Pretty much psycho.
What the hell? And the crazy thing is, though, like.
This isn't the NBA. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Like,
we don't need that.
And the fact that they were, like, so close to going to the Stanley Cup final.
One goal away.
Yeah.
They're in game 7. And they're now, in overtime, right?
And now they're, like, falling apart. Like,
now they're gone. Yeah.
Yeah. God, they're done. They're done. And it'll be such a crazy fire when everybody goes out, because they're just going to pull everybody, sell, start rebuilding, and everything like that. So it'll be interesting to see what we do.
He didn't record. We're restarting. We have to restart. We have to fire.
We're back. A little technical difficulty. Somebody
thought they weren't recording.
Yeah, just thought he didn't have his computer on for the first 10 minutes of the podcast. So we're back better than ever. Where we left off, we were talking about the crap fire in Ottawa, and they're going to sell. Like I said, sell. They're going.
Yeah, they got
to restart.
Yeah, you just got to press the
reset
button.
You got to start fresh.
For a team that was one game away from the Stanley Cup final last year.
Yep. Yeah.
They went to overtime in that game, too.
How far you can fall.
Yeah, but I just don't think the Stanley Cup I don't think the East was very strong last year. They kind of slipped in.
Yeah, wasn't Tampa Bay not even in the playoffs?
No, they weren't.
The Flyers
year.
Weren't in the playoffs.
Yeah. Big Eastern Conference powerhouse right there.
Boston wasn't.
I mean, the fact that Pens weren't even that great last year.
Yeah.
They got lucky.
I thought they were kind of lucky.
They knew how to win down the stretch.
I think that's what it was. Maybe
that's how
what
they
was.
Beat
Maybe
the
it's just
Preds.
The,
they knew
yeah,
how
I,
to win.
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
They've been there, done it the year before, so they knew what to do.
Yeah, they beat the Caps last year. And
yeah.
Columbus should have won, I thought, last year, that first round.
Yeah.
Columbus is the team that always makes it, and then they do nothing in the playoffs.
So. Actually, I don't think, they don't do anything in the playoffs. They make it to the playoffs,
and that's it.
It's the John Tortorella curse. Yeah. We'll see what really, this is the most exciting part of the year. I get so excited for draft time because you go through it sucks when your team ends the year unless you win the cup and you're on the high heavens. But, it sucks and you go through that. But then, I give it, 2 weeks and then I'm like, I'm ready for. Like, I start looking into mock drafts, like getting hype about the draft, because this is an exciting time. This is when you start shaping your future or help build onto what you already have.
I'm not. I understand that. I'm not very excited. At least as a fly, I guess as the Flyers in me, just lost power. Yep. Interesting.
Just went blackout in here.
We're running on battery though, right? So we're still going.
We're good.
All right.
Great.
Well, that was interesting because
great podcast.
Nice power's out.
But. Yeah, but hey.
Probably just tripped a breaker or something.
Continuing on.
My thing is, as a Flyers
fan, we're dealing with a lot of adversity right now.
I feel like our draft was last year, and we got Nolan Patrick. And that's a big thing. I feel like anyone we get in this draft, we're, 16th, 14th, we got two picks first round. They're not planning on the Flyers in the next 3 years, maybe four or five with Hexie at the wheel. So I'm more excited for what kind of moves are going to be made, because there's going to be moves.
Oh, yeah. There's always moves.
So I'm more excited about those than what we're going to pick up in the first round. I feel like we have at least the Flyers have a better chance in the short term. I'm tired of looking at the long term, especially with these prospects coming up.
That's slow.
I feel like it's been slow, and this is the building. I don't mean to talk about the Flyers too much here before our 5-minute rant, so
yeah, but no, it'll be interesting. I think draft night, it'll be like you said, the trades and the
moves. And I feel like a lot of teams, if you're not a fan of the team that gets the top five picks or whatever, three actually, with it seems like you're more excited about, you know, well, maybe we could get JT, JVR, some of these other Carlson's a Carlson with a C. gotta make sure everyone realizes there's a couple Carlsons. Probably not the best Carlson, but he's a good one.
Yeah, I think there's not a bad Carlson in the league.
There's probably one in the ECHL somewhere, maybe. But yeah, actually, I'd probably take any of the three that I can think of right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take the Vegas one last, probably. Just until he proves himself.
Yeah, just a 40-goal score. I mean,
1 year.
You gotta prove yourself.
Well, yeah, one year. 1 year. So you're gonna pay guy a contract on 1 year? Would you give him a Vander Kane's deal? We want to talk about Evander Kane.
I wouldn't even give Evander Kane a Vander Kane's deal.
No, I don't think I would either. I think it's a little overpaying.
What the hell was I thinking?
I don't know. I feel
Spend.
Well, that GM's not gonna have to deal with that trade. He's not gonna deal with that trade in 6 years.
Yeah, no.
He's not gonna be there, so he doesn't care.
That's what I'm starting to think. Like, a lot of GMs just think that when they sign some of these guys,
I'm not
like
gonna
the
have to
Oshie
deal with
deal,
it.
The Oshie deal. I'm not gonna be here when that
Oshie deal's not too bad.
I mean, it's not great.
It's not great,
but it's not the worst contract.
It's not the worst, especially since at the moment Oshie is playing very well.
Yeah, I just
if Oshie ever slips up and stops playing at the level Oshie is playing at.
But Oshie went like 40 games without a goal this year.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah, he had a dry patch.
Would we be saying that if they won the Stanley Cup? We might be saying it's a little bit worse of a deal.
If they didn't win
the Stanley Cup, you would be talking about
restarting
Ovechkin's
the Capitals.
Going.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought last year. It's possible. You never know. Even though, I mean,
they had said last year, he was like,
everyone says, especially, what do you have? You have Nashville's GM saying that Subban is not being traded. Well, we heard that before.
People literally just made rumors, and he was like, I've not been contacted.
Didn't Montreal say that we're not shopping Subban? Wasn't that?
Why would they, though? Subban's a Norris finalist.
Yeah. But they have, is their decor is plenty good. They have a stronger, even without Subban, they have a stronger decor than most of the teams in the league, I feel like.
Oh yeah, without.
So they could, if they feel like they have a spot that they need to brush up on, it just depends on the trade.
Don't
we don't know what's going on.
But I
feel like they're like a solid all around team.
Solid all around team, but
I don't think they have to brush up any area. They added Turris this year.
Winning in the playoffs, that's what I'd brush up on. So what do you have to do? What do you have to do to get that?
Yeah, okay, but like,
what do you have to do? You've been to the finals last year. You went to the Western Conference Finals this year.
I'm convinced there's like a piece of luck to it though. So.
They didn't even make the Western. Am I losing my mind? Yeah, they didn't even make it because they didn't get past the Jets.
No, it was Jets.
Jets Knights. So they didn't even make it there.
It's all luck, though. It's like you get that luck. Like, did the Cats get a little lucky this year? Yeah, probably.
Remember I said that they were the weakest team in the East?
Yeah.
After, and yeah. I thought they were. I really thought they were.
On paper, like we said.
Especially.
They were the weakest
team left in the East in the playoffs.
Or no, it's their weakest year ever that they've had. So.
Well, that too. But like after, you know, Philly was gone. What was this? Like the third round when they were playing the second round, actually. And I was like. They're pretty much the weakest team here. We have Boston, Tampa, we have, you know, Penguins and the Caps. I feel like the Caps are the weakest team here, and go, you know, sure enough they go and prove me wrong. But that's how it is.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting.
That's why I'm not a sports analyst.
Yeah. Caps have a big offseason coming up. They have a bunch of people to re-sign.
Yep.
Tom Wilson,
Carlson.
And they got to send Ovechkin to AA and get him sorted out.
They got to sober him up.
They
got to
get that cup back.
Yeah.
They got to switch. They're going to have to recast the cup, make a clone, and then slip it in his bed while he's sleeping and take the real one.
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely going to get one made. Like, he's going to have someone make a dummy cup.
It's going to be like,
and that's going to be what he keeps. Or
he's going to, like, have in his passenger
seat.
Or
he gives the NHL the dummy cup.
Conspiracies started
conspiracies. Up. We'll see. We'll see.
All right, so let's get to kind of the meat of this. This is our pre-draft episode, kind of getting ready for next week.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Because then we're going to do a podcast on draft night and kind of give live reactions to, because it's going to be crazy. Like
it'll be
said.
Raw. It'll be raw.
Yeah.
Hot takes, you know, cold takes.
Yeah, and it'll definitely be interesting because... we're not going to make it through that first round without something happening.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, no way. Every year there's... this is
stuff will start heating up come next big Monday.
Oh, yeah.
The before the draft.
I'm surprised we haven't seen any... well, I guess... can you even technically re-sign people to extensions yet? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. Oh, we'll cut that anyway, so...
yeah, no, you...
no, not, you have to wait until July 1st for the league year to start up. For, like, if... they still have a year left on their deal right now.
Oh, okay. So the OE...
like a Pro V or
so
a
like the OEL deal is not until...
yeah, he can't sign it
it's
until...
not like he was going to be a restricted or...
yeah, no, he had 1 year left on his deal. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it'll be interesting. That yeah, and that'll be another... like, that's the best thing about NHL. You come off the season...
and you jump right into it.
It's like 2 weeks and you're in the draft. And then after that, you're... into getting, like, the teams do, like, their rookie camps, so you hear stuff about that, and then July 1st rolls around and free agency starts, and that's even crazier, so...
oh, I'm excited. It's gonna be fun.
It's
gonna be fun.
It's a fun month coming up in hockey. But to start it off, draft, obviously, consensus number one. It's not even, like, up in the air. Like, last year was, like, Nico Nolan. Nico came in at, like, last minute and kind of stole it.
Well, stole it if you're
or
GM.
Nolan was injured.
You know, if your GM wasn't very I don't want to call Ray Shiro an idiot.
But Ray Shiro's
an idiot. Yeah, so it's fine. We'll see that progress. I mean, Nico had a good year this year.
Yeah, for sure.
This year is probably his best year.
We'll see. Hopefully. Hopefully as a conference team, we hope. Consensus number one, Dolan,
probably.
Kid's unreal. He's an unreal D-man. Like,
he's good.
His skill, he'll be in the league next year. No doubt in my mind. There's no, like, there's no waiting. He's going to be in.
No,
he's
going to
be dominant.
Be
it's going to help with Buffalo because it'll be Buffalo's, like,
you think anything can help Buffalo? This would be it if this could help Buffalo.
It'd be, like, Buffalo's big D prospect.
Yeah. And it'll be cool to see how Dallin comes into the league because the league hasn't had a consensus number one defensive men go recently. I think the last defenseman that went first, and he wasn't really consensus. I mean, it was leading up until then. I mean,
he was pretty consensus.
He was in the.
I don't know, but this year it is definitely consensus that Dolan is going first.
Oh,
yeah, there's no question.
Where it gets interesting is like the next two or three people.
I would say even two's.
No,
kind
I
of
think
Carolina's had Svechnikov down there.
Yeah, Svechnikov.
Yeah, I'm sure Buffalo's had him in to talk too. It's all that pre-draft stuff.
No, but there's been leaked reports that Carolina's prepared to pick Svechnikov once Dallin goes. So
yeah,
I think the real gem, Philip Zadina. Real gem. Halifax Moosehead.
Yeah, he's going to...
He's going to be good.
Yeah.
I think he is. Well, we'll see. We'll see. He put up great numbers this year and up for the Mooseheads. We'll see if it translates. Sometimes it doesn't.
He'll probably go back. I don't see him playing in the NHL next year.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. Not everyone's hexy, you know.
Yeah, not everyone has the patience. Sure.
I don't have the patience.
Let's overcook all of our prospects,
And let them get hurt in the AHL. That's wonderful.
Yeah, really.
Teaches them to learn, Nate.
Teaches them to learn recovery
techniques. But there's other big names. I mean, Brady Tkachuk, Matt Tkachuk's brother.
Yep.
Big, played at, I think, Boston
University.
College. BU.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good player in the NCAA.
And his favorite player is Wayne Simmons, so.
Don't hot take, but we're picking three. We're moving up and getting Brady. What if we traded Wayne Simmons to get Brady to jump?
I don't think any team would trade the third.
Well, like, you would have to throw in our picks, too.
I think
it would just be Wayne Simmons.
You lump
for
your picks
three.
In. You get Wayne in a two of the first, the 14th and the 16th.
And maybe like
Wayne
a second.
Simmons, I think, with a lot of people who don't know him, carries a lot of value.
Yeah.
In my eyes, he doesn't carry a lot, but I think he could carry a lot of value to another team that needs a power forward.
He carried value when he was on the short contract, but now that his contract's up next year.
He's going to have a cheap year this year, and, you know, what he needs, he needs. Got to eat. Evan Bouchard, is that a...
That's
top defenseman in the draft, right-handed shot, big guy out of London, Ontario.
Well, I wouldn't say top...
Over the past weeks, I felt like he's kind of made a gap. It's been close.
If you look at his numbers in
Well, not
June,
top defenseman outside of Dallin,
I mean,
it's him and Dobson and Hughes. Like, those
and
three.
Boquist, I mean, they're all close.
Boquist.
Yeah, but I think Bouchard.
SHL team.
Bouchard, though, like, stands above just because he's a right-hand shot. That adds so much value in my mind.
Yeah.
Because they're hard to come around.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. We have a couple teams that have two picks. The New York Islanders have back-to-back picks at 10 and 12. 11 and 12, sorry.
Yeah, Rangers have a lot of picks in this draft.
Yeah, I think they only have one first-round pick, but...
Yeah.
No, they have three. They have three.
Yeah. I think they have three and then 3 seconds, and they have a lot of thirds.
But they're starting a rebuild without
No,
a
yeah, for sure, for sure.
But then you hear them, they were in the, for the, what's his name?
Oh, Kovalchuk, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
But. Makes no sense for somebody that wants to win.
Again, Kovalchuk could be a smoke, they could be using a smoke screen. Do they actually want him? Do they want their, or do they want their division rivals to think that they're interested and to force a hand?
Yeah, I think
for something rash. I mean, you never know. A lot of idiotic GMs out there.
I could honestly see Kovalchuk like taking a pay discount and going to Washington to play with his buddy Ovechkin, try to win another cup.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going
to
happen.
He's going to go to the best place that can win him a cup, but the teams that he's been visiting with just doesn't make sense. So,
who do you think? Okay, so here's the thing. Who do you think is the best team in position before the draft? Before all the madness and before the re-signing of
like
JT,
who's gonna win it,
what is
best
the team
odds.
Best possible odds of winning the cup?
Right now with the team
Washington.
There.
You think Washington again?
Without doubt,
I still gotta say
nothing's changed right now.
I know.
Mean,
I feel like if the situation.
I don't think they could repeat it.
Yeah, if you re-rolled the dice, I feel like the Preds maybe next year. Maybe this could be their year.
Yeah, I was going to say Preds.
Maybe that could be their year. I don't know.
I just like – there's something about them that it's just like they're going to put it together one year.
Hey, if you ever watch you go on PK Subban's Instagram, he's working out every day.
Yeah.
The man is hungry.
So does Michael Delzato, so.
Well, there's a big gap. Kudos to Michael Delzato. At least he's working out. I can tell you a few Flyers who I know aren't working out until August. So, I don't know. Kudos to Michael Delzato. There's heart there.
Yeah.
There might not be much skill or brains.
For sure. But back to the draft stuff. I mean, just like I said, I think the D prospects, it's a very strong top 10 in D prospects.
There's a lot of D there.
Like, I mean, Dolan stands above, like we said.
Yeah, but Bouchard, Tkachuk. Oh, excuse me, not to...
Boquist. Yeah. Yeah, Boquist, not to Tkachuk.
I'm sorry.
And then Boquist, he had a good year. I mean, in the Super Elite League. Bouchard had 87 points in 67 games, which is... That's unreal for a D-man. to do that in juniors, to put up 87 points in 67 games. I want him so bad, and I'll keep talking about him until he doesn't get drafted by the Flyers. But, yeah, I mean, but not to say that there isn't, like, we talk about the D, but there is a shit ton of forward prospects in this draft.
Yeah.
Prospects are prospects, though. This unproven prospects. I mean, that's what they are.
This draft kind of reminds...
We'll find out. We might be here, you know, you might look back on this 5 years from now and say, wow, people actually thought they were getting Dahlin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You
Who knows?
Never know. He could be a bust.
Yeah. You know.
Which is the crazy thing.
Who we need to find, that as we were talking last time, we need to find the Kucherov.
Yeah.
The guy who slips in.
And the Palat.
No, and the Palat.
Yes.
And the guy that Andrew was freaking out about, who had a 30-goal season every time, but, you know.
This is,
That's what we need.
I say, and I listened to Ron Hextall did an interview today before, like, his pre-draft media attention, and he talked about how, like, yeah, the eyes are on, like, the first round and the second round, but he said those third rounds mean a lot more because they're the ones
that's
that...
That's where you build a championship team, is when you get value in those late rounds.
Where you turn a player into something good. And he said, and the funny thing I laughed at, and I was like, he was like, we have 2 7th-round picks this year, and they mean a lot to us. It's like, you take importance until that last pick. Good. I would say this draft's better than last year's. Depth-wise.
Yeah, probably. I mean...
Probably depth-wise. Because
there was a huge drop-off after Nolan and Nico.
Yeah, there was that.
I mean, there was a dip, and then there was a drop after, I think, like, 5.
I would say top 10 is pretty solid this year.
Oh, yeah.
Top... Even maybe up to, like...
That's what I was going to say. Like, the end of this first round kind of reminds me of the McDavid-Eichel year.
Oh.
Like, look at that top 10. That top 10 was stacked. Yep. I mean, we might not have a McDavid in this draft, but...
Probably don't.
I'm saying it's that deep, where that top 10 picks, you're getting that same value at 10, probably.
Yeah.
So.
So, we should just feel bad for Dahlin now?
Yeah.
Or later.
Can you imagine going
can
to
anyone
Buffalo,
rescue
like,
Buffalo? Can
of all the places,
if anyone
go,
can do
Buffalo.
It, maybe he can. With I don't know.
Ryan O'Reilly.
What? Supposedly Ryan O'Reilly's on the outs.
It took the Penguins 2 first rounders to dig themselves into relevancy.
Back, baby.
Yeah. So I mean, maybe they can do it in Buffalo. I don't know.
It'll be interesting. See how
I like their jerseys.
They're gonna have some moves too. I think they're talking.
Some beautiful jerseys.
Yeah, so. Kind of moving away from who's going to get picked at the draft to who's going to get traded at the draft.
It's hard to tell, but I don't know.
I mean,
go ahead.
Who do you think's finally going to be on the move? I mean, you hear
one
rumors.
Person from the Ottawa Senators, at least
Eric,
one.
Eric
Mike Hoffman's gone, without a doubt. He's
Eric Carlson's gone, too. I was going to
say
both of them
are
gone, and probably to different teams.
Yeah.
Like, don't think they're going to the same
package deal. Can you imagine that?
Do you think they're going to try and lump Bobby Ryan in there somewhere? And some with one of them? You take Bobby.
Probably. I would imagine that they're going to try to push Bobby Ryan in any trade that those two go in.
Yeah. Did this whole thing, though, with the girlfriend affect Hoffman's value?
I don't think so, because... Let's look at Slava Voynov. The guy beats his wife, goes over to the KHL, wants to make a comeback to the NHL, and apparently many teams are interested.
Yeah, I think the shock value for the Hoffman, people want it to hurt it straight because they don't want him to – people are upset.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they don't think good of him if he knew about this, and they're saying, well, if he was with her so long, how could he not see this? So people are upset with him. You know, maybe it's his fault, maybe it's not. But I think the GMs, their first thing is – how good of a hockey player he is, and I think they're going to evaluate his value based on that.
He's
and
a
that
hell of
alone.
A hockey player.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't think anyone's going to get him for a steal.
No.
But they might, you know, with the bigger – if they get him for a deal, it's not because of that. I think it's because there's other big names going on getting thrown around right now. So
could you see – so, I mean, we shifted – Tim kind of brought it up earlier with Montreal, with guys like Pacioretty. Maybe he's moved. Maybe finally Galchenyuk's moved. It'd be interesting to see what return those guys get, though.
for sure. Especially Carlson. I'd love to see Carlson's return.
Well, what were the rumors at the trade deadline what Carlson was going to get? It was big.
What was it? It was Vegas was going to – because Vegas was like the finalist for him. Vegas was going to send whoever they drafted at 6 last year. It was Nick Suzuki, I think, or something.
Yep.
And then their first round this year, which they ended up – they gave away to, on another trade.
Penguins or something.
No, I guess that was the Tatar trade.
Tatar, yeah.
But, so it was that, but I guess Vegas didn't want to give up because that was like their first prospect. And it was a high pick, but.
Yeah. And I think you should, I mean, do you look back if you're Vegas and say, wow, we should have taken him?
Would I mean, he really changed the team that much that they would have
won? Yeah, I mean, they went out and got
It's Eric Carlson.
He wouldn't have changed the team that much enough to.
I don't know.
I don't know if you can say that, Tim. Yeah. I don't know if you can say that.
I don't know. I think
maybe it would have been too late for him to like mesh with the crew, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it would have hurt them.
Wouldn't have hurt them. It might not have gone been a 5-game series.
Yeah.
Not saying the Caps wouldn't have won, but who knows what would have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's hard to count out.
That Carlson to Carlson that's part of it. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have faster speed when both of them are on the ice.
Yeah.
+5 speed each.
Yeah. All right, so moving on, we are going to discuss the NHL award nominees.
Oh, yes.
That's next Wednesday night.
Yep, give out our predictions on who will win that trophy. Okay. So, starting off, the Vezina Trophy, which is the best goaltender. The three nominees are Connor Hellebuck from the Winnipeg Jets, Pekka Rinne from the Nashville Predators, and Andrei Vasilevskiy from the Tampa Bay Lightning. Nate, who you got?
I got Andrei Vasilevskiy. You look at his highlight reel. I'm sure they're all great goalies. I don't know. I really think it's between Pekka and Vasilevskiy. Connor Hellebuck had a hell of a year, and this will not be his last nomination, I don't think, for this Vezina Trophy. But I really believe it's between Pekka and Vasilevskiy, and I'm going to go with Vasilevskiy. He had a great, great run this year. And yeah. So did Pekka, but... You know, you asked for my pick, that's my pick.
Last episode, I was so high on Hellebuck because he kind of had that breakout year, surprising.
Yep.
He was solid, but he, like, took it to the next level. But I have to say Pekka. I think it's finally Pekka's year that he wins it. Finally puts it together, wins it. I think he deserves it the most. Vasilevskiy will win it one day, but Pekka is going to win it this year, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. And... I'm taking Hellebuck because
not
only does he have the coolest last name,
okay,
he had a hell of a season. The Winnipeg Jets came out of nowhere, and I think he deserves it. I think he had one.
He had a great year.
Great year.
But did he have the best year of all the goalies?
In my opinion, he did.
Really?
Yep.
I think Marc-Andre Fleury had a better year than Connor Hellebuck.
That's a hot take.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, I think he shouldn't even be on the ballot. I'm not saying Connor Hellebuck
isn't worthy of the nom.
Well,
but
I'm
saying Marc-Andre Fleury is more worthy of the nom.
I could look at the stats, but the power's out. It's just as well,
but I don't know.
I think it's Hellebuck just even if the eye test. I think Pekka just played very well, and I think he deserved it.
Oh, and he did. He had a stretch where, you know, his goals allowed were very low, and he was lights out for a long time. I just had a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth from the playoffs. I don't think that should decide whether or not.
That's why they had the most points in the regular season.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
He played lights out.
For sure.
And I think the voters, whoever picks it, I forget who picks it, but plays into the fact, too, that, like, Pekka might not have another year like this where he could win it. And why not vote him and give it to him now? And, like, Vasilevskiy's so young that he'll probably be back. And
I think Hellebuck will be back probably, too.
Yeah,
but I don't know about Pekka Rinne. So yeah, it's for me again. It's between the two. So all right, how about the Frank J. Selke Trophy, Andrew?
For the best defensive forward between Patrice Bergeron, Sean Couturier, and Anze Kopitar. Even though I love Coots, I think it's going to Kopitar this year. Bounce back season. He dominated as one of the best defensive forwards. He's always been one of the best defensive forwards. He's a repeat player. I would pick Bergeron, but Bergeron was hurt for a little bit of this year, and I think the experience just gives the edge to Kopitar over Couturier.
Bergeron shouldn't even be in this discussion.
Oh, stop.
He didn't even play for the last... Like,
what, 20 games maybe?
Yeah, but he's that good.
He's that good, though.
No, he's an automatic buy-in. We said this last episode. He gets it because, oh, it's Bergeron. Because
he's good. He is good.
Because he's won it. It's just like, oh, yeah, you think of Selke, you're going to think of Bergeron. Did he really deserve it this year, or was it just like,
yeah,
oh?
I think he did. I mean, he was hurt, but he played.
Oh, but you look at his numbers
level.
Either way, and it's they're very, very good.
So my pick, though, I got to go Kutz. I think Kutz was lights out of all three of those. He was the best one out of all three. He played the best two-way, took his offense to other level.
There was a time where Kutz didn't seem to be on playing games for a little stretch of the season, too. Right after that 30-goal mark.
Yeah, but he was still playing.
He was playing. He wasn't scoring goals. But he was still playing good defense.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, he ended up with 76 points. He was still about a point-per-game player, you know?
About.
Yeah, I think.
It's
what
fine.
About?
No, I do want Sean Couturier to win. I feel like, you know, he gave it his all this season. He played. He scored a hat trick on a torn MCL. I think, you know, I'm just giving more stats, hoping that he's going to win this. I don't like the odds of Kopitar getting it, and I think Bergeron was out a lot. So I feel like it looks like Couturier has a good shot because Bergeron was, you know, hurt for a while. But we'll see. I actually don't know who's going to win this one. I think you could flip you couldn't flip a coin, but you could, if there was a three-sided coin, you could flip that.
Yeah, so definitely I had Kutz just like we all said.
Norris.
It'll be interesting. Yeah. Norris?
That's close because you got Drew Doughty of L.A., Victor Hedman out of Tampa Bay, and then the boy, P.K. Subban.
What?
Tim, who you got?
I give it to this one's tight.
Yes.
I'd say it's either between Subban or Hedman, and I'm going to go Subban. No.
Well, you can be wrong.
Yeah, and I'll disagree with you there because Drew Doughty's been the best defenseman in this league for the last, since he pretty much got in the league. I think Drew Doughty, again, is the most deserving player.
I'm going to agree with you. I think it's not – I don't think Hedman's in this. But if I was going to make two, I was going to put it between PK and Doughty. I think Doughty just has it.
Yeah.
I like PK more than I used to.
So,
but
Doughty is so good defensively and offensively. He's like PK, good. He has
a little
dinks here and there on
he does.
His defensive side. He's still really good.
Oh,
don't
he's
get
very
me
good.
Wrong.
Yeah, he's very
but
good.
He's no Drew Doughty defensively.
No, for sure. How about the Lady Bing?
Yeah, this is the one because how the hell am I supposed to know?
This doesn't matter to me.
Gentlemanly. I'm going to write in someone here. I'm going to write in Mike Hoffman. I really think he's a stand-up guy.
That's interesting. I was going to write someone in, too. I was going to go Michael Delzato. He's really the ladies' man, as I've heard. I think you can find some ladies that could attest to that.
Yep.
Either way. Tim, do you have an opinion here? You have a horse in this race, or should we move on to...
I guess if we're all going to write somebody in, I'm going to give it to my boy. My boy, Down, who plays the best game on the Flyers. Oh, you're going
to
love it.
Describe his game to me.
Tim's trying to remember his
name. He's a fridge on the ice.
There you go.
He shoots when his eyes are closed.
Yep, it does.
Jory LaHara. Biggest gentleman out on the ice.
Took him 40 games to score a goal.
Yeah, he was being a gentleman, letting other people
putting
score.
Up those two assists or something like that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, gentleman.
Very nice of him.
So let's finish it off with, we'll do the last two big ones because the other ones are kind of, we'll do Calder and the Hart. Calder, it's between Brock Boeser, Matthew Barzal, and Clayton Keller. It's, in my eyes, consensus. Barzal
has
to
be.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I don't think no one's going to.
He had the biggest year out of all.
Bossier was good. He just got hurt. Clayton Keller started the season off on fire, kind of simmered out, but Barzal.
Then he killed
Definitely
Moose.
Played the best.
Yeah, he did. So, during that shootout.
Yeah, but.
And the Hart. This is interesting. I want to hear you guys on this.
Hart?
Give you my take on this.
Yeah, it's going to be Taylor Hall, I think.
Oh my gosh, this is a travesty right here.
Out of the three on there, which I don't think should be the top three candidates, but I think Nathan McKinnon.
Yeah. I mean, Kopitar, I think, has a chance to.
Who does Kopitar play with?
Downey.
Yes. And what is the Hart Trophy given for? I want to
MVP.
Is it the MVP or is it the, you know, do you look into what kind of difference that player makes on the team, or is it just a good player on that team? Because if it's a good player on that team, yeah, Kopitar is great. But if you're looking at who's Kopitar playing with, well, shit. I don't know if he deserves to be there. I don't know why Claude Drew isn't on this list. And I give Claude Drew a lot of shit. But I really think he played lights out this year. I think he played better than Taylor Hall. Shit. I think before Kopitar, Hall, I think Giroux is... Where is he? This is a travesty. This is a travesty. The man puts up over 100 points. I'm a little irate right now.
Yeah.
I was irate when it came out. I was a little happy because I was a little pissed at Giroux for this postseason performance, if you can call that a performance. But if you look at his regular season, he did great. Carried the team on his back at times. Career was best. A leader. Career best.
Helped his team get to the playoffs.
And does he have Jonathan Quick backing him up between the pipes? No. Mm-hmm. He has Michael Neuwirth and sometimes Moose, if he's healthy.
What about
Alex Lyon?
Who does McKinnon had the team? They were like, what, the second worst team, the worst team in the NHL last year?
Okay. I didn't say McKinnon didn't deserve to be there. Right? McKinnon can be there.
Taylor Hall, the same thing. They were bad.
But you see, like,
fuck Taylor Hall. Maybe it's my New Jersey hate coming through. But I had to listen to all these New Jersey fans. Taylor Hall's on a 22-game goal streak or point streak.
But he
was hurt for one of those games, so it's really the NHL tracked it as like a 14-game goal streak or point streak, and they all got mad. I'm like, well, actually, it's 14 tonight.
Yeah,
tonight's 14 unless he gets hurt again and it starts at one.
Drew needs to be in there.
I really think he does.
It should be really measured off how they affect their team. Like, you see, McDavid led the league in points, but he's not a finalist because his team was crap.
Yeah, and all McDavid's efforts were for nothing because they couldn't even make the playoffs.
So this is a good way to sum.
I don't know. So if I was going to pick three, fine. Put Taylor Hall in there. He had a great year. He had a hell of a year.
Yep.
Even though I hate him. You can put him in there. And fine. If he wins it, I won't be upset. I still won't like him. I don't have to like him. Kopitar needs to get the fuck out.
Yeah, and I think
that's it.
I think the Jack Adams Award and the...
What are we talking about? Jack Adams? Who is that?
No, I just wanted to bring up Jack Adams Award.
The coach of the year and the GM of the year.
Of the year. It's going to Vegas, without a doubt.
Of course.
Don't deserve
Jared
it.
Jared Gallant.
George McPhee.
Can you imagine following a team and then, yeah, let's lose our first four games in a row of all season in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Heartbreak.
Oof.
Heartbreak. But this is a great way to segue into our five-minute flyer corner. We're going to I'll put it on. All right. And then I finally can break the tweet.
Gosh. Okay. Break the tweet, then start the timer, and I'll give you my reaction. I haven't seen the tweet.
So,
only Tim has seen it.
So
Andrew's not seen it.
There was an aside today from Hexy in that press conference that we talked about.
Okay.
That Hexy, he had always hinted, like, whenever Wade Allison's ready to come over, mm-hmm. he can come over. No, he flat out said he wants Wade Allison to go pro this summer, and he wants it now.
Okay,
you're on the clock.
When he says he wants him to go pro, is that NHL?
Probably
pro?
The I Valley.
Or a chance at making the NHL club.
I think if you go pro in Hexy's eyes, you have a shot at you have a shot at the Flyers, but you could be on the
Valley. Yeah, because in his mind, I think he knows that you're ready for the next level.
Yeah, he's going to even put you in that arena. That's interesting. I'm happy that he's willing to, put some... he's confident enough to send out another prospect.
I think Wade Allison has a high potential level. The guy's a big, fast left wing with a great shot. I mean...
Oh, and Andrew and I went to the summer practice before trial on the aisle last summer. They... just the drills, he stood out to me. He's not the biggest player, but he's got muscle. He knows how to handle the puck. He knows how to take the body.
Where is Morgan Frost in all this?
Morgan Frost is too small still.
Oh my gosh. What does he have to do?
I don't agree with that because they said the same thing about Travis Konechny
TK's a bigger
and
player
now they
than
just,
him.
Yeah.
Everybody said the same thing. He's too small. TK needs another year or two. He's not ready. And then you know what happened? Training camp came around and TK outplayed.
Okay, well
above
then
him.
Morgan Frost.
So where is Morgan
in.
Frost?
He's
I need Morgan
come.
Frost.
I think Morgan Frost has a chance. He has to show up to
training
camp.
Yeah, because he put up good numbers, but he's got to show up and prove in training camp. Yeah.
Okay, as long as he has a shot, I want Morgan Frost on the team.
I really
want
to.
And I want Phil Myers on the team.
I think Phil Myers making the team without doubt.
Oh, I said the same thing about Sam Morin last year.
No, this year it's a little bit
easier because it's going to be Sanheim.
They need to carry seven defensemen on the team.
Yeah, but I said this. You're not going to carry seventh D-man and sit either Phil or Sanheim. Nope, if they're going to be the seventh D-man, they're going to be in Lehigh Valley.
Yep, exactly.
But you want seven D-man. So unless the Flyers go out,
they'll sign some veterans.
Sign a veteran.
They're going to re-sign Brandon Manning.
Oy.
I don't think so.
Well, if we bring up TJ Brennan.
I disagree with you.
How hurt do you think Sanheim is right now?
Hexie knows that the defense is right. Sanheim's on the team next year.
How hurt do you think Sanheim is right now?
Not hurt.
My sources say otherwise.
He didn't look great the last game we saw him.
Yeah, he didn't, did he? He didn't, did he?
I don't know. It'll be interesting. D will be... D, every year, it's like every...
Fine.
What? Training camp we go into, it's like
the
D's in question.
Who's the goalie? I'm talking about Carter Hart. Hype alert. Hype alert. Carter Hart. We're talking about Carey Price. All I can think of, Carter Hart. Where is he? He's going to be in Lehigh Valley. Do you think he's on the Flyers by Christmas? What are your takes? I think it's possible.
I think Carter Hart plays in the NHL this year.
How many games do you think Neuwirth is going to be in before he gets hurt again?
I don't think Neuwirth plays one game with the Flyers ever again.
Okay. Well, we said that last year.
No.
And then we gave him $2 million.
Yeah, I would agree.
But
that,
fine. Okay. So who's our starting goalie this year?
Moose, and we'll go Lyon.
Oh, God. So we're going to re-sign Lyon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We won't let him walk.
That's too much talent just to let.
Talent. AHL talent, okay.
He played well after he adjusted.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Right, it wasn't bad. I want a Stanley Cup goalie.
Okay.
I need more than just not bad. I need...
What are we going to go buy, get Price?
No, we already have Carey Price cloned
Junior.
Into a smaller, younger human being.
What if we could get Grubauer? What if we could get Grubauer?
I don't want Grubauer. I don't want anybody but like a placeholder goalie. That's why I thought Moose was great, and Mrazek, if he was good, could have stayed for another year or two. He's not staying.
No.
But that's why I thought it was all right, because we were the future is Carter Hart.
See, I think
embrace the future.
Future's Sandstrom.
I don't know about. I think
Sandman. He had a
I think Mrazek could have stayed around if he wasn't so bad. But the problem is
there was more than just Mrazek.
It wasn't.
Being bad.
He wasn't that bad.
No.
It's the reason we'd have to pay him $4 million.
Yeah, and we'd lose. Because
he's,
have to pay
he's
him.
A restricted free agent, so you have to match his old contract.
Yep, you
have
to,
he made
at least. And
if
the trade would be
an
bad.
RFA. If we let him go to UFA, which I don't think the Flyers have a chance at.
Yeah. And we would have given Detroit a better pick, and it just weighed. It wasn't worth it at that point.
No, it wasn't. No, I'm on board with that.
And not all those losses were his fault. A lot of it was, you know.
Yeah, all right. A couple of good games, yeah. Still.
20 seconds left. What do you want the Flyers to do on draft day? Fast.
I want them to trade all their picks and Simmons for third overall, get Zadina.
That's a lot.
I'd actually say the same thing as Nate. But since you're going to make me say something different, definitely trade Simmons now unless you can get a fair contract. And
which you're not.
Move up in the draft, get an NHL-ready player, or trade for a Mike Hoffman or someone to that level.
Yeah, I want to see something happen. Get better. We can't stay complacent. We got to get better.
We have
really script.
I mean, get like an NHL player. All right, well... That was our pre-draft episode. We're going to be right back with you. Probably do this, like, be out right before the Monday,
yeah,
early week
we
of
this,
the draft.
Yeah, hopefully we get this
and
out
then
early.
Draft episode will either probably be out, like, right after the draft, within
24 hours. We'll 24 get it.
Hours of the draft. So look out for that. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a wild win of a week, or world win of a week. Cause it's
yeah,
just,
and if you liked tonight's episode, feel free to tweet us. We do have a Twitter. With 3 followers.
Yeah, come follow us. No more. Well,
what is our Twitter handle, Tim?
At Pure Hockey Talk.
Pure Hockey Talk. At Pure Hockey Talk.
Come at us.
Come.
Bring stuff that you want us to talk about. We'll talk hockey.
We'll talk anything.
Yeah,
as long as it's hockey.
Anybody's out there listening to us.
Yeah, I don't think there is anybody yet.
Sam Warren, if you're
I
listening.
I said blink your eyes twice if you're being held hostage.
Yeah, so. But yeah. Episode 2. We're going to get better every week.
Yep, we have 3 mics. We have 3 mics this week, so
yeah.
That's an improvement.
Each week we'll get better. So. All right. See you next episode.
Peace.
Bye.